God is good. He is good all the time. You know, the Word of God says that you need a binder and you need a looser. If you are sick with infirmity in here today and you came anyways, I'm going to ask you to stand up because, see, God wants to heal your body. If you've come up in here today and the spirit of anxiety is trying to come over you, I'm going to ask you to stand up. If you've come in here today and the worry is trying to get a hold of you, I'm going to ask you to stand up because, see, look here, the Word of God says I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And, see, you don't have to live with doubt and unbelief. You don't have to live in the spirit of worry, fear, anxiety, infirmity. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I ask right now that you would pour out the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in this place. God, I thank you for healing coming all over the people. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, you know each one. God, I thank you that you're reaching into their body right now, God, and you're healing them, God, from the inside out. Lord, you're reaching into their soul right now. Spirit of depression, I bind you up right now, and I tell you to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I speak peace right now on all of your children, God, and I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you for your plan. God, I thank you for the adding to this church right now in Jesus' name. And coronavirus, I'm calling you out, and I tell you to go from America. I tell you to go from this country right now. And Donald Trump, I speak a blessing over you. God, I thank you that the favor of God is on that man. Lord, I thank you that you're giving him divine wisdom for this country. God, I lift him up. And God, I ask that you would minister to him right now, wherever he's at. God, I ask that you would give him peace. God, to lead us, Lord, because I believe that he's of you, God. And we thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory. People know instantly whether they like me or not because, hey, look here, it is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. The day I don't be me, the day God don't need me no more. Got it? So I speak truth. I don't sugarcoat it. Everybody under the sound of my voice and anybody that listens to me on streaming in the app, they're going to get the unadulterated Word of God because I believe that we're living in the last days, and in the last days there's going to be confusion. There's going to be people doing wicked things. And look here, the Spirit of God is up in here today, and God says, look here, Kelly, you tell my kids what I want them to know today. And I was in this week, and I've had moments of this week that I was under great stress, worry, weariness, the spirit of heaviness. And I said, God, tell me what's going on with me. Because, see, I don't like this feeling, God. It's not of you. And I saw the devil's hand. And I saw a stack of cards, Sonia. And here was the devil. And God said, Kelly, the devil is throwing every card at my children because his days are numbered. His days are numbered. And look here. Here's some of us, Kaylin, we're going along, and see, Diana, we're doing the best that we can do. And here's the devil throwing those cards at God's kids. Let me tell you something. The devil's not going to stop. What you're going to do is you're going to man up. You're going to woman up, and you're going to do exactly what God told you to do. Why? Because God called you to walk in victory. God called you to walk, be in the head and not the tail. You know how many times the devil's trying to make you feel like you're not good enough, like you're not smart enough, like you don't have enough, like you've gone too far? Let me tell you something. You ain't gone too far. God is not a God where he's ready to whack you over the head. God's sitting here waiting for you. God's waiting. God's not mad at you. God loves you. When I go up there into that jail, it's the same thing every week. I look at those women, and with tears in their eyes, they're telling me, Pastor Kelly, God is so mad at me. I said, let me tell you something, baby girl. God ain't mad at you. God ain't mad at you. God loves you, and God is waiting for you. God's waiting for you to turn it over to him, to turn it over to him. Does that mean perfection? No. Thank God. Any perfect people in here this morning? Jody? No, you're just scratching your head, aren't you, brother? He's like, no, not me. Look here, me and Jody grew up together. He knows I ain't perfect, and I know he ain't perfect. I can say that because he was the deacon's kid, not the pastor's kid. Look here, you don't get no worse than that. Jody's going, shut up. The title of this message this morning is called Getting Out of the Devil's Sifter. getting out of the devil's sifter. Look here, we're living up in the last days. The devil's throwing all the cards. He's pulling out all the stops. Why? Because he knows that he's only got so much time. There's only so many more times that he has to do this stuff. So he's going to really shift it into overtime. Overtime. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. I believe that for the people of this house, that God is saying that it is your season. It is your season for breakthrough. It is your season for prosperity. It is your season for a new level. And God wants to make sure that you get to that season. And look here, he picked the right girl, because I'll say anything. I'll say it all. There ain't going to be nothing that I'm not going to preach about. I've had people call me in the back office and open up a book and read out to me. Now, I think you were saying this and this and this to me. I said, look here, honey. I'm saying that to all of us. Every last one of you. So don't get confused in here this morning. If you hear something and it pricks your little self, don't get offended at the pastor. You love that pastor. Why? Because you know what? It ain't always easy to get up here and say truth. But what I know is the word of God is true, and the truth will set you free. If I'll speak truth, God's going to set some people free. If I don't speak truth, God don't need me. Look here, I want to keep being needed by God. I want to keep being his vessel. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, I want to describe to you who the devil is. Why? Because it's going to help you. Because it's going to help you. We focus all the time on God. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But look here, if you believe in God, you better believe in the devil. If you believe in blessing, you better believe in the curse. If you believe in healing, you better believe that the devil can bring on sickness. See, for everything, you got something else over here. We got to learn how to balance this. If you believe in God, I'm going to describe to you the personality of the devil. Why? Because I want to help you to avoid him. I want to help you to get out from under where he's got you. So Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1 says this, now the serpent was more crafty. You ever met somebody and they was just crafty and not in a good way? I'm talking about crafty in a way that they could stir up more stuff. Y'all know any dramatic people in your life? You know any troublemakers? They still are pointing at each other. Look here. It says the serpent, which represents the devil, was more crafty than anybody else. I'm going to tell you, the devil is very crafty. He will come up with some stuff. You ever notice when you're by yourself? And you're replaying some things that happened. And you're replaying that. And as you're replaying that, the devil is adding things into your mind to get you more offended, to get you more out in left field, to get you more feeling inadequate. You know how many times the devil gets people, even right up in this place, feeling inadequate? I'm going to prove a point. Have you felt bad about yourself this week? Raise your hand. Have you felt like you've not been good enough in an area of your life? Raise your hand. Have you felt like, oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do because, see, I'm not good enough. See, that's what people feel, and that is of the devil. That's a craft of the devil. That's a craft of his. That's what he does. When God says, that one right there, I've chosen them, I've set them apart, and they're the apple of my eye. And here's the devil. Oh, you are terrible. That thing you did 20 years ago, that's gonna just keep your life from ever doing anything good because you did that 20 years ago. Now quit believing God. Believe me, because you're terrible. The devil's crafty. If you can hear God, you ever have something in there, say, don't do that. No, don't go there. Don't say that. A lot of us were like, oh, I'm going to say that. God, I want to do your will, but just give me a five-minute interim. Because God, it's going to go down. I'm going to say that. Look here. You can hear God. You can hear the devil. You're not going to hear a bunch of preachers tell you what's up. I'm going to tell you what's up. I tell it with 5,000 people here. I tell it with 100 people here. And I'm telling it here today. Why? Because truth will set people free. If you can hear God, you can hear the devil. Why? Because the devil is constantly putting things into your spirit to try to get us off. God don't want us off. Why? Because it's your season. Because it's your season for breakthrough. You got to know that the devil is crafting. He's crafting. And it says, now the serpent was the most cunning and crafty thing of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. And look here. He told this to Eve. And boy, don't the devil do this. Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden? You ever had God tell you to do something and, I mean, you're planning on it. You may be a little procrastinating. And you procrastinate enough and the devil's going to go, now God didn't really tell you to forgive that person. God didn't really tell you to do that. No. Just brush that off. God didn't tell you to do that. Did God really say to do that? And you're going, well, I mean, I think so. Then we think on it some more. It's that stinking thinking. Yes, it is. That baby, I love that baby. So the devil is very crafty. The devil's going to always make you doubt with the thing that God's told you to do. He's always going to have a what if or you shoulda, coulda, woulda. Look here. Get over it. Get over those things. Why, Andy? Because they're holding us back. They're holding us back. See, God, there's a season coming on for people in this place. And God's saying, look here, by all indication, those people, see, reality says they have to be held back. Look here. No. You got the right pastor for this season of your life. Why? Because, see, no is a challenge. Look here. When God says yes, it don't matter what anybody has to say. When he says yes, when he's told you what he would do, look here. The world says you got to stay right here. And God's going, no, I'm pushing them up. I'm pushing them up. Why? Because they've lifted me up. Because they praised me instead of cursed me. Because they praised me instead of said, God, why did you let that happen? Look here. Don't be asking God why you let. Look here. God knows it all. I was asking God why a few things this week. Look here. I just got a hold of the better common sense of myself, and I just said, Kelly, shut up. Drop it. You ever got to tell yourself to drop some things? Kelly, drop it. It don't matter. Don't matter the why. Don't matter that. God is in control. God is in control. I want you to know that the devil's crafting. The devil's right now, he's got his hand and have you gone through a period of your life where you feel like there's been more adversity and more problems coming up? Look here. The devil's got his hand and he's pulling out all his cards, Sonia. His days are very numbered. His days are very numbered. He's going to do everything he can. All the child of God's got to do is stand up and say, not today. Not today. Don't borrow tomorrow's problems. Don't borrow tomorrow's grief or stress or worry. You worry about today. Because see, today is the day of salvation. When you wake up tomorrow, Brother Timmy, tomorrow's the day of salvation. Every day that you wake up, God's mercy and his grace is new for you every single day. Live in today. Be blessed in today. Don't worry about the things that you're so concerned about and you think, oh God, if you don't step in, they're going to go all haywire. Look here. God has already stepped in. He's already stepped in. He's already raised the standard. What do you got to do? You got to hold the line. You got to hold that standard up. Hold the standard up. Why? Because you got an adversary. His name is Satan. And he's pulling out all of his cards. And God's saying, now look here, child of God. You're entering his season. I want to bless you. I want to bless you. Be aware of Satan's devices. Be aware of what the devil is trying to do. The devil is trying to get people all over the planet out of where they're supposed to be. You remember last week when I preached about being in the right place at the right time. Why is that so important? Because the devil wants to get you off in left field and snuff you out. He don't got to kill you to snuff you out. He just wreck your life. He just wreck your life. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 18. We're going to read that in the King James Version. If I've read this verse once, I've read it a million times. I grew up in the ministry. And it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, I'm going to stop right there. When most Christians today, when they hear that verse, where there is no vision, the people perish, we automatically, if you've been in church your whole life, and if you haven't, the people that have been in church the whole life, they're going to kind of get you to see it this way. I'm going to open up a new level to this verse today. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Do you need to know what God's vision is for your life? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I'm going to bring you back to the beginning of this message where I said, if you know God, you better believe in the devil too. You do need to know the vision that God has for your life. But let me tell you something right here. You better know what the devil's trying to do in your life. You better know what the devil's trying to do in your life. Diana, what do we got to do? We got to catch that vision of what the devil's trying to tear up. You ever think, you ever go on in your life and you think, man, I keep being attacked in this area. In this area of my life, I just keep on keeping on, keep on getting attacked. So you need to catch the vision of what Satan's trying to do in your life. You don't think God that Satan's got a vision for you? Yes, he does. He does. He's got plans. He's got plans. See, and we're walking around thinking, oh, everything is perfect. Everything is good. I just got to know what God's plan is for my life. Look here, you do. I'm not disagreeing with that. You also better know what the devil wants to do to you. You ever gotten in left field and you thought, how did I get here? You ever get right in the middle of doing something and you're thinking, now, what started this? I don't even remember how I got here with this thing. You ever do that? You get into doing something and you're like, ooh, I'm beginning to feel this is not of God. How did this thing even get started? You ever get something started, Michelle, and you think, I don't even know. I'm trying to remember back. This happens to me sometimes when I'm fighting with my husband. Yes, the pastors fight. You don't think we ever get into a knockdown, drag out? Yes, we do. Anybody that thinks pastors are perfect, you're going to have to get a better grip on how reality is, because we ain't. Okay? Sometimes Jeremy and I will get in a very heated argument, and Brenda, a lot of times about 30 minutes to an hour into that argument, because some of them last that long, I'm going, what are we arguing about? I done forgot. And I'm trying to remember, because I'm letting him talk, and I'm just buying that time, because I'm like, I'm going to get remembering what we was talking about, what we're arguing about, because I'm going to have a comeback. And then my brain is trying to figure out how we even got into that subject to begin with. That's how the devil is. The devil will get you on a track, and you'll get up into that, and you'll be like, man, I don't think this is of God. And I, worse than that, I don't even know how I got up into this. I've had that happen. Be aware of what the devil would have for you. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. See, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there's no vision, the people perish. See, you got to know what the devil would like to do to you. I've been engaged 3 times. You know what? My first inkling is the devil would probably like to get me married off to the wrong person, because I almost did that several times. See, I can preach out of my own life, and I can tell y'all all my dirty deeds, and I really don't care, because it really don't matter. And I can't preach out of everybody else's, because you get mad and you walk out and get offended. So I preach my stuff. See, you got to know what the devil's trying to do in your life, because he's crafty, and because he's got his hand out and he's throwing everything under the sun at you. See, it's not a mystery why sometimes you feel like, man, when it's raining, it's pouring. I mean, every single thing. Does that make me not a Christian? No. No. In this world, in this life, you're going to have trials and you're going to have tribulation in this life. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. It's for the sinner and the saint. Look here. Don't matter how saved you are, sometimes you're going to have some trouble. Remember what I told you when I led you to the Lord? I said, Nakisha, I cannot tell you that you won't struggle. I cannot tell you that you won't feel bad sometimes. But I can tell you, you've got somebody now that's always going to be with you. Look here, I don't lead people up to Jesus making them think that everything from then on out is perfect. Because it ain't. But you have such a force in there with you when you got him that everything's going to work out. Everything's going to line up. Why? Because it has to. God's not going to let you work his promises and him be late, him be short on the deal. It says we don't serve a God that's slow to his promises. Let's go to John chapter 10 and verse 10. The devil is crafty. The devil works on us. When we get alone, the devil likes to talk to us. He likes to say, oh, now that person, they really were being rude to you. That person really is talking about you. You really are offended at the pastor. Let's revisit this episode and let's really think about it. You really are mad at your friend. You really don't like that job that God gave you. See, the devil would love to get us all in left field. Because when you're in left field, you ain't in the right field. And you ain't in the right field, you're going to have a problem getting that breakthrough. And see, the only issue with that is, I love each and every one of you. When God says, hey, Kelly, this is the season for those people that you're shepherding. I want to see you get there. I want to see you living in abundance. And I'm not talking about money. I want to see you living with more than enough. I want to see you living in peace. I want to see your family whole. I want to see your life work out. I want to see all the things that the devil said, you can't do that. I want to see you do it. Why? Andy, because it's your season. It's your season. See? It's like when you're trying to get your kids on the bus, which, by the way, I don't let mine ride the bus because the buses, they really freak me out. I remember stuff I used to do on the bus, and I'm like, not my Johnny. Man, most of my shenanigans happened on the bus, and they weren't good. And my kids are going to have to find another way to pull their shenanigans because it ain't happening on the bus. But it's like when you're trying to get your kids on the bus, and here's the bus, and you think they're going to miss it. Look here, that's me. I'm telling y'all, I'm looking every one of you in the eye. I'm trying to look every one of you in the face, and I'm trying to tell you, look here, it's your season. It's your season, Brother Sam, for prosperity like you've never seen it before. It's the season for that stuff. Don't miss the bus. Don't sit here and take all the devil's cards. Don't do that. Why? Because, see, God's calling you to a higher level. It's your season. It's your season. And it says, the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. To the full. See, some people in here, you feel like, you know what, my cup is always half full. I'm running on empty. Look here, God's come that you'd have life and that you'd have it to the very fullest that it could possibly be for you. It's not about what you have. It's not about what you don't have. It's not about what you've done. It's about what he has. It's about what he's done. Don't be messed up about things that you regret. Don't be messed up about mistakes that you've made. God says, look here, I'm not holding those things against you. Get to your season because it's right here. Your season is right there. See, here's the way, walk in it. What he's telling you this morning is, look here, here's the devil, child of God. He's throwing all them cards at you. Rise up. Rise up. Get yourself to telling the devil, devil, I will not take one more card from your stack. Look here, if I have felt sifted this week, I guarantee you the people under the sound of my voice has felt the sifting of Satan. Why? Because, see, the devil wants to tear you to shreds. And the whole time, God's trying to make you whole, and the devil's trying to tear you up. Look here, he's throwing them cards at you. He's throwing those darts at you, those fiery darts that come to your mind that tries to get you out in left field in Satan's plan. Look here, you better know Satan's plan. Because you're going to wake up one day and you be up in it, and you won't know how you got there. Start thinking, what is the devil trying to do with me? And then you know what? Apply what the Word of God said and make the decision, I'm going to live in abundance. I'm going to live and be the head and not the tail. I'm going to be above and not beneath. Because it's your time. It's your time. But the devil is crafty, and he comes only to steal from you, to kill from you, and to destroy everything that he can from you. He don't got to kill you to make you wish you was dead. You ever wish he's dead? There you go. Romans chapter 16, verse 20. Yes. Now, in the book of Genesis, it said, the devil's crafty. He's the craftiest one. He's the craftiest one. Look here. Also, in the book of Genesis, it says, I have given you dominion. Now take it. I have given you authority. Take it. Why did he tell you that in the beginning of the book? Because he wants your life to be full of power, not defeat. He wants your life to be able to be, angel, he has for you to be able to lay your hands on somebody and say, in the name of Jesus, every foul spirit, I tell you to come out. Every sickness, I tell you to leave. See, life is not about mediocrity. Life is about living your best life. Your very best life. It's about realizing when your season is coming for that breakthrough that you've been asking God for and saying, Lord, help me not to take the devil's cards that he's throwing at me today. Help me to walk in your will. If you get to yourself and you're in a bad mood on a certain day, you know what I have to do, Misty? I have to do what I saw my father do one day, and I have to stop and I have to say, God, in Jesus' name, I'm in a foul mood. I'm about to show out. God, put me in the right spirit. God, give me the right attitude, because right now my attitude's terrible. I was about to go serve a bunch of wonderful Catholic folks the other day, and I was just thinking, I don't have anything to wear to this little shindig. I don't want to go. Only problem with that is that you're going to step out of the Lord's will for your life. When you step out of the Lord's will, guess whose will you're stepping up into? See, it's not, I'm just not going to do it. No, it's either or. You're going to do what the Lord wants you to do, or you're going to be walking with something that you don't want to walk with. Man, after I got done with that Catholic brunch, I was loving every minute of that. Why? Because I bit the bullet. And I got out of my flesh, and I just put myself what I tell y'all to do when you're feeling nasty, like being nasty to folks and being rude and being haughty and arrogant. I just say, folks, when you feel that way, you got to make yourself serve. Yes. Men, Keisha and I was down there. We was handing out sweet tea, non-sweet tea and water. Do you want lemon cake? Do you want cookies? Or do you want a brownie? Because we're here to serve you. What would you like? See? You want God's season? You want to get in on that? Yes. You work his season. Why? Because he said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send out laborers. That's y'all. Amen. Don't get yourself mistaken with your jobs. Because it ain't just about the pastor. Amen? Amen. Look here. It's your time, Melissa. It's your time. You know how many times that I've prayed and I've said, God, in Jesus' name, help the Helton family. God, bring that man home and bring him home with more money than what he left. Look here. It's your season. Why am I so animated? Because I get excited when I know God's going to do something for his kids. I get more excited about what God does in your life than I get excited about what he's doing in mine. Why? Because look here, there's nothing that I love more than to see the people that I love so much walk into prosperity, walk with more than enough, walk with the breakthrough that they've asked God for. There isn't a greater joy that I have. Why? Because, man, if I can see Michelle get a breakthrough, that's going to give me some faith. I'm going to see my breakthrough. You ever cry out to God and you say, God, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. God, come on now. Let's keep it real. You ever say, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. Amen. This situation is really messed up. And it don't look good. Let's telling that to God many times this week. I said, Kelly, give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Why does he have to tell us that so many times? Because we want to take it back. We want to take it back because we get antsy. We get antsy and we get impatient. We think, now, God, you're not doing this fast enough. Now, come on. Look here. God's not a waiter on a cruise ship. He's not working at Burger King, and he ain't going to give it to you your way. Because let me tell you something, child of God. Your way is probably just a little bit messed up. Okay? But let me tell you something. When he gives you what he's got for you, everybody in the whole thing is going to look back and they're going to say, oh my God, look what God did for them. See, when God truly does something, he will cause everybody around to be in awe of what he just did. You don't think God can get glory out of the worst thing that you've been through? Rethink that. Yes, he can. Yes, he can. You don't think he can use the thing that you're ashamed of? Yes, he can. Do you think God can make lemonade out of lemons? Yes, he can. God has the authority to do whatever he wants to do. God's not limited by when somebody tells you no. You got to know when God's telling you yes. And it says, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Look here, that same devil that's messing with you week after week about something, the same devil that every time you lay your head to rest, he's saying, now let's think about this. And he's getting you all worked up to where you can't sleep. Look here, that same devil, God is saying, I'm going to put him under your feet and you're going to crush him. And we're going, God, the devil's really picking on me. Look here, get your big girl britches on. Get your good man britches on, whatever y'all wear, I don't know. Get them on and say, the devil's messing with me, but I don't care because I'm about to mess with him.
Amen.
You know the hardest thing for me to do, to be honest with you? The hardest thing for me to do is to not let whatever is going on in my personal life affect the way that I minister. That's the hardest thing for me to do. You know how many times I've come up in here in a terrible mood? And then God's going, you best get this right before you get behind that pulpit, girl. I'm going to deal with you. You better get that bad attitude off of you, Kelly. People didn't come in here for that. You know what I felt like wearing today? A black paper bag. I was not feeling this. Guarantee you. And God said, Kelly, them people don't deserve an ugly preacher. They deserve the prettiest one they can get. Now suit up. Suit up and show up. Woman up, Kelly. Stop walking off of how you feel. Look here, your feeling's going to get you in trouble. Your feeling's going to get you into what the devil has for you. Look here, the power of God, the anointing of God, the rising up, that's going to get you where you want to go. Am I telling you it's going to be easy? No. Man, it's going to be hard. It's going to be rough sometimes. But look here, you're going to have him with you the whole time. You're going to have him right by you the whole time. He said, I'll never leave you. Look here, child, I know this is difficult, but I'm telling you now, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to tell you messed up too much and I don't want you no more. You know how many times people walk around in this life thinking that nobody wants them? Thinking nobody wants them? Thinking they're trashy? Thinking they've messed up so much? Look here, God wants you. God wants you. Not only does he want you, he loves you. Not only does he love you, he's saying, I can use you. I can use you. Look here. It is your season, people. It's your season for greatness. Don't take no more of them devil's cards. He's throwing them at us left and right. Say, hold on. I'm not taking no more of that. See, I'm going over to Jesus' buffet and we're going to eat off of that. Some of us been eating at the buffet of this the devil. And we eating, here's some macaroni and depression. Here's some mashed potatoes and some anxiety gravy. Oh, look here. Here's some turkey with some sickness on it. Look here. Get off of that buffet. Get on to what he has. Get on to what he has. Why? Because what he has is bringing you to the next level. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. We're going to read 5 through 11. If anyone, now I want to read this, because this is where people really miss some things. Really miss them. If you don't hear nothing else that I say, I want you to hear this. If anyone has caused grief, he has not so much grieved me as he has grieved all of you. To some extent, not to put it too severely, the punishment inflicted on him by the majority is sufficient for him. Now instead, you ought to forgive and comfort him, that he will not be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. I urge you, therefore, to reaffirm your love for him. The reason I wrote to you is to see if you would stand the test and be obedient in everything. If you forgive anyone, I will also forgive him. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake. And in order, see, there's some things, and the what's holding us back is forgiveness. What's holding us back is somebody's offended us. Somebody's done us wrong. We think somebody's done us wrong. Somebody's hurt us real bad. Look here, I'm telling you right now in Jesus' name, everybody that's under the sound of my voice, however you're hearing me today, you need to forgive. You need to forgive and you need to move on. Why? Because it's hindering you. It's hindering you. And it's coming up in between you and that season of God's glory that he's going to reveal to you in your life. Is unforgiveness worth missing the glory bus? No. Is unforgiveness worth forfeiting your blessing? No. I'm the world's worst at unforgiveness. Why? Because I'm a fighter. Something about forgiving folks makes me feel like I'm losing. I'm like, God, I don't want them getting away with that. They done me dirty. God's saying, you done me dirty. Many times. I want you to forgive, Kelly. Walk in forgiveness. You see, that unforgiveness is coming up in between you and that biggest blessing, that biggest breakthrough. You want to see things happen in the ministry, Kelly? You get it right. So you don't have a pastor up here telling you a bunch of nonsense, telling you I ain't got problems. Look here, I probably got more problems than all y'all put together. And I'm very real about it. See, my preaching's either for people in here or it ain't, but they know very quickly. Because it's truth. Truth that sets you free. Truth that gets you home and thinking, well, if Pastor Kelly can talk about that, maybe I got a problem. Amen? In order, see, you got to do some things in order to get to where you want to go. You got to do some things to get to where you want to go. God's not a God of disorder, but see, he's a God of order. There's an order. There's a time and a season for everything under the sun. And it says, in order that Satan might not outwit us. The devil ever outwitted you on something? You think, now how did he get to where he done that? He pulled a real major move on me. Yeah. The devil's crafty, folks. We just read that in the very beginning of this message. He's crafty. He's going to think of things you ain't never quite thought of. I know a girl. She's very crafty. And I feel sorry for the men she gets with because, man, they make her mad. She's really crafty. They're going to be punished in some very crafty ways. Look here. The devil's crafty in order that he doesn't outwit you. Why does God call you to do some things that are hard so the devil doesn't outwit you? Anybody ever watch Survivor? Yeah. Outwit, outplay, outlast. Get the little thing. If you get kicked off the island, they snuff your little flame out. Look here. You got your little tribal thing, and here's the devil. He's trying to snuff your little flame out. Look here. You take that stick back, and you say, now, devil, you're not snuffing me out today. See, I'm sticking around. I'm going to outwit you today. The devil tries to get you thinking to yourself. Look here. Don't think to yourself. When you start telling yourself negative things about yourself, you stop it. You look in that mirror and you decide to say something good about yourself. When it seems like mistakes that you've made are turning around, they're kicking you in the butt, and you want to feel guilty about that, look here, God doesn't work in guilt. Say, you know what? God is making glory out of this. He's going to use this in my life, and God, I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to watch you do it. in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. Look here. Catch the vision of what the devil would like to do with you. Don't let him win. Don't let him win. Why? Because today is the day of salvation. You're right on the verge. Kayla, you remember that word I gave you a few weeks ago? And I said, you're right there. Look here. You're right there. You're right there. Misty, we're right there on the brink of this thing. What does the devil do when people get right there to their blessing? He gets his big, fat, ugly hand and he starts, look here. Here's what we need to do. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ain't taking up them cards no more. I ain't taking up that depression. I'm not taking up that sadness and that fear and that worry and stress. God, you give me today, give me your daily bread. See? He's got it for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through 18. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart. I'm telling you in here today, do not lose heart. Do not get frustrated. Do not get weary. Do not get stressed. Look here. Don't lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles. Everybody say momentary. Momentary. The troubles are momentary. They're temporary. They're not permanent. They are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes. We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Don't look at how the situation looks like. When you feel you want to do that, get your phone out and look on the Facebook and look here. All these people smiling, they look like they're happy. They ain't happy. They're wanting to get a good picture. Okay? So get a grip and realize that this thing that you up in is not permanent. It's temporary. So when the devil comes in like a flood and he tries to get you to believe and it's always going to be this hard, look here, child of God. No, it isn't. This is a temporary thing. It's not lasting forever. Last place for me, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time, that he may lift you up. God, in Jesus' name, God, I pray right now, God, that you begin to lift people up all over the place. See, God wants to lift you up. He wants to build you up. See, what's it going to take? Humility. Humility. It says, humble yourself that God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time and cast all of your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your devil, the enemy, your devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. See, he just looks like he's a roaring lion. He's not one. Because if he was, the Bible would say, he's the roaring lion. It don't say that. It says, he's roaring around like he ain't. Resist him standing firm in the faith because you know that your brothers throughout the world, they're undergoing the same kind of sufferings. And the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while will himself restore you and make you strong, firm and steadfast. It is the season for you to be stronger, to be firmer, and to be steadfast. So to him be the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now look here. I'm not the most politically correct pastor. Why? Because I don't care about politics. But if you've heard this today and you say, God, I've been taking too many of them cards of the devil. And God, I need to resist him. God, I'm getting out of the sifter. See, Simon, when they were having the Last Supper, Jesus turned to him and he said, Simon, the devil's asked to sift you. The devil's asked to sift you. If you feel like you're being sifted in here today, if you feel like you're being put through the ringer, and you feel like all them cars are coming your way, and you're trying, it's like a flood. I want you to stand up, because look here. God says when the enemy comes in like a flood, I will raise up a standard against him. I will do it. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for every person, God, that's heard your word, God, that it's fallen on good ground. Lord, I thank you, God, that, Lord, you are right now, you're going into these situations, God, where there needs your help, needs your favor. And, Lord, you're calming these situations down. You're resolving them. And, God, I thank you right now that the snare of the fowler, God, that it really is broken. And we give you praise, God, and we give you glory. And, God, we love you. And, Lord, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen.